T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back. If that championship feel is contagious, maybe a little bit of it is getting down right now out to Clearwater, Florida with the Philadelphia Phillies. It is an honor to have on our show with us a true Phillies legend, Larry Bower, 52nd year in baseball, 34th with the Phillies. Larry, welcome to the show. Thank you for doing this.
Well, my pleasure, and I hope it's not too cold up there because we've had unbelievable weather down here for the last 3 weeks.
That's perfect, Larry. You still love it, though. Do you still love when spring training comes around? You still feel it, don't you?
I really do, and I think, you know, obviously everybody's in first place. I mean, it doesn't matter what team you're talking to. But the energy level with our young guys, you saw it, I thought, the second half of the season is very important. There's a lot of competition where nobody can say, hey, this is my job. And as you well know, when you have competition, the effort level goes way up. So hopefully it's going to be a productive spring. You know, it's still my guard's still up as far as I want to see these guys get 500 or 600 at-bats. I was very impressed with the 200 or 250 that they got in the second half of the season.
Well, Larry, I got to tell you, the two most honest voices I ever heard in the Phillies organization was the guy you played for, Dallas Green, and you, Larry Bower. And when you said to Jim Salisbury that you think the team's going to play 500, at least 500, that surprised me because you're coming off a 66-win season. What are you seeing that gives you so much optimism?
Well, the one thing I see is obviously the addition of Santana. I know one guy doesn't make a difference, but this guy is an offensive force, very good at first base. I also see the bullpen, which is, to me, a huge strength if they pitch to their potential. You know, Garcia did a tremendous job at the end of the year, and Neshek and Hunter now adding to that bullpen. You know, and the other thing, if you look at the second half, Andrew, I mean, we played a lot in our division. Our division, let's be honest, is not a great division. Washington has a very good team. But the other teams in that division, to me, hey, whatever happens, happens. But I think we can compete with all those teams. There's no doubt in my mind there's two guys, Andrew, that I think have got to take it to another level. The third baseman has to take it to another level, and Velasquez has to take it to another level. Right. It's time for those guys to step it up. And if they do that, that's going to really enhance our chances of playing 500 or above.
Well, Larry, you're right about Franco at third. I'm just wondering, you're a guy, you're around these guys. You were the bench coach last year, Larry. Can you motivate him? I mean, it seems like a different kind of player than the ones we're used to from your era.
Well, I think what happens here now, Andrew, and everyone's read who the free agents are next year. I mean, that's been well documented. And a few of them are third basemen. I mean, you got Machado. You got Donaldson. And Mikey Franco, I know he's got an agent, and I'm sure he's telling him, hey, you know, this is a year where you got to do something because there's some guys coming out of that free agent market, and we all know that the Philadelphia Phillies payroll is going to be very flexible after this year. And I think it's time for Mikey, and he's had a good relationship with Santana. They're both from the same country. He's been with him all winter. Hopefully that rubs off. But you're right. These guys got to get motivated, and don't say that, oh, it's okay to play under 500, or we played a good game, but we lost. It's all about winning. When you get up here, you got to win. And I believe the second half should be a good starting point from where they came. Pete did a great job keeping this team together. I mean, we were 20-some games under and at the break, and he did a great job of keeping everybody together. And you saw the results. I mean, we finally got some guys that are so-called prospects. You know, and Williams and Reese Hoskins and Alfaro, they all came up here, and they did a very good job. So hopefully that's going to be a carryover for us.
All right. Well, Larry, you are now, your official title now is senior advisor to Matt Klentak, the GM.
Right.
And I'm so thrilled that you're doing that because tell him to spend some of John Middleton's money. Larry, they got the 30th lowest payroll in the league. Middleton wants to spend some money. We got to get maybe Arrieta, somebody like that.
Yeah, I you know what, I really believe that, you know, they do have a game plan.
Yeah.
The only problem with the game plan, which, you know, it is progressing. There's no question about it. obviously, if you're from Philadelphia or been there as long as I have, the progression's got to be a little quicker with our fans. And I know they feel if we can get a big pitcher that it would obviously speed up the process a little bit. I know John Middleton very well, and I know he wants to win. So I'm sure that they're in on this Arrieta thing. I don't know to what extent, but the longer this thing goes with Arrieta, in my opinion, I think the Phillies are going to be more involved because they're probably going to overpay for lesser years, which I don't think anybody has a problem with that. I think the big problem is trying to give him a six-year contract, which I understand. Giving a pitcher a six-year contract, and it's not real good business, I don't think. I don't care how good the guy is. There's too many things that can happen when you're on that mound, and 6 years is a long time.
See, now I'm liking Larry Bowa as a GM. I'm liking him as an advisor. He's speaking on behalf of the fans. You know the fans as well as anybody here, Larry. Larry, let's talk a little bit about shortstop because you're still the best one that ever played in this city. What did you think of Galvis? And do you think Crawford can do defensively what Galvis did?
Now, I love Galvis.
Yeah.
And I really like JP.
Yep.
I don't think that defense, I think JP is going to be a very good shortstop. Freddie took it to another level defensively, and that's not knocking JP.
Right.
If he's going to get to that level, he's going to have to come a long way, but I think he's going to be an outstanding shortstop. He's going to get on base a lot more. He's going to walk, and once he gets that swing down, it's a little bit long right now. Once he shortens that swing up a little bit, I see this kid hitting 270, 275, and I don't think you're going to – what you're going to see is Freddie makes those plays left and way right and left, and JP can make that routine play. I think JP is going to be fine. But when you lose a guy like Freddie Galvis, obviously, you, defensively, you say no matter who comes out here, there's going to be a little bit difference whoever's playing there this year than last year.
Absolutely. No doubt. And I know you're going to be working with a lot of the kids at all levels in the minor leagues, Larry. What I'm really curious about, is it harder to get through to a kid now than in your generation of players or the one after yours? Is this tougher now?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
I really do. I think that, these kids see how quick a lot of these guys are going through organizations, and they expect to move in 1 or 2 years. And, again, I don't like to use the word process, Angela. I don't like that word.
Right.
But you've got to pay your dues, and you've got to play at every level, A, AA, and AAA. You've got to get close to 300, 400, 500 at-bats at those levels because pitchers make adjustments. And we saw Reese come up here, and he struggled early, then he killed it in the middle, and then he struggled late. There's no doubt in my mind he's going to be an outstanding big league hitter. But the part that he went through, to me, that shows mental toughness. I want to see a guy when he's 0 for 20, 0 for 25, how he handles himself. Is he still talking with his teammates? Is he still doing his routines before the game? It's easy to play this game when you're 10 for 20. Go 0 for 20. Don't hang your head. Keep battling and fighting. And I think that's what Reese Hoskins does. And we need more players like that. You got to be mentally tough to play in this city, as you well know.
Oh.
And if you show any kind of weakness at all, you'll be playing in another city real quick. So I like to see adversity and then see how they react to the adversity.
All right. Larry, you got to give us your first impressions of Gabe Kapler. He seems like he has a different approach.
Oh, there's no question. There's no question. I mean, he's got a lot of energy. His approach, there's no question about it. It is different. And I'm sure that the players, it's probably a big change than when Pete was there. Pete got along with everybody, and so far right now, and I know we're early in spring, Gabe's getting along with everybody. So we'll see how this thing plays out. I do know that the Phillies, Gabe and Matt, they like versatility in their lineup. They want guys to play more than one position. So that's a big transition right there. And obviously, if we only go with a four-man bench, which – sounds like we might. You're going to need guys to play different positions. So that's the biggest thing that I've seen. I know along with, he wants everyone to think bold and things like that. I like to think when you think bold, you're out there being aggressive and doing what you're supposed to. And Gabe has a different saying, which is fine. But, so far he's been great. He's got the attention of the room so far. And I'm anxious to see how he starts handling the pitchers and in situations. I noticed today where he said that there's no defined role, so that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. They do have big-time arms down there, Ange, and on a given day, I guess, according to that philosophy, there's no telling who's going to come in the seventh, eighth, or ninth inning.
But Larry, here's the thing that I can't get over. I was thinking about Larry Bowa and playing for Dallas Green in 1980. and how different Kapler is in the way he does that same job. This is the modern day manager now. Analytics, all that stuff. Yep. It's entirely different than it was when you were a player for Dallas, right, Larry?
No question.
Yeah.
No question. But you know what, Andrew?
Yeah.
You know, there's analytics that I like, and there's also analytics that I'll just look at it and I won't say anything. But there's two things that analytics don't measure.
Right.
Your heart and what's inside your head. And I like character. I think character's huge. And if you got character to go along with the analytics, then you got something. But if you got a guy that's just analytical and his character's not good and he doesn't think very good on the field and he doesn't have a lot of toughness in his heart, the analytics don't mean anything to me. But if you got that combo where you got everything, then you got something very positive.
You know what I'm hearing right now, Larry? If you played in the analytics age, they might not have given you a chance, right?
I wouldn't have played.
You wouldn't have played.
I wouldn't even have had a uniform. There's no doubt in my mind. I wouldn't have had a uniform. And that's the part that I look back on now. I look back and I say, I'm glad I played when I played, because no matter how much I hustled and everything, I wouldn't have got a smell of the big leagues because I didn't grade out.
Wow.
And I know there's guys in the minor leagues that are probably like I was. And you'd be shocked that you get a guy with great character and heart and desire. He can take it to another level. But sometimes they might not get that opportunity because analytics, they've really taken over the game of baseball.
It's a great message. Larry, we're so happy you're still a part of the Phillies, and we hope you will be for the rest of your life because you're a Philly through and through. You're one of the greats.
I appreciate it, Hans. You guys take care up
there. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.